Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. A beautiful, beautiful, almost summer day. Summer's coming up in, what, another week or so?
Well,
turning that corner.
Yeah.
That corner. So enjoy these beautiful, beautiful days, but please be careful. There are fires happening out there already in Western Washington. So it's very dry, even though we've had a little bit of rain. So please, please be careful.
Yeah, and we want to remind you about pets in the cars.
Yes.
Because it's hot. I noticed the other day Cosmo and I went out to the supermarket, and I said, yikes. It took me a while to find a shady spot and really open those windows and give them some water, and it was really only in the 70s. So
yes.
Hot weather coming.
Yes, and it heats up quickly in those cars. So no young children left. And if you're leaving your pet, please make sure the windows are down and they can actually breathe and not heat up in the car.
Well, there are a number of things going on we want to remind you of in the event section of ConsciousTalk.net. Guy Finley's, his talk in the Pines, June 19th through the 23rd. You can either do a three-day inner life retreat or a five-day, and also it's going to be streaming. So check it out. All of the details are in the events section, but this is about deepening your relationship with the divine, living boldly, forgive freely, and love unconditionally. I love that title. So check it out.
Also, check out Vitamin Life's June presentations coming up this Saturday, June 15th, noon to 1 p.m. This is Enzymes, the Unsung Heroes of the Body. If you don't know about enzymes and how they really help regulate the body, then maybe that's something you want to learn about. Remember, everything is off. 10% is off in the store. When you purchase anything afterwards, these lectures are free, but you have to have a space reserved because they have limited seating. Everything's up on our website, ConsciousTalk.net. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So if we are to understand this life and our place in it, we must explore everything, especially our inner landscape. And today we'll explore another aspect of that landscape. That's right, because it's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedri. And we'll put the divine focus on the importance of deeply receiving acknowledgments. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, as we do once a week, we check in with Dr. Devana Vedri, and we wanted to actually put the focus on something kind of interesting. I hadn't thought about this one, but, Brenda reminded me how important it was. It's the importance of deeply receiving acknowledgments. And we've been doing this down-to-earth spirituality session with Dr. Devana Vedri for years, and we have her again here today. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Good morning. So we're going to explore receiving acknowledgments. And I think we need to kind of spell this out for our audience right away. Are we talking about acknowledging ourselves and being able to, deeply receive those acknowledgments? or acknowledging others, or both?
We're talking about both, because at the end of the day, we're talking about allowing ourselves to be loved. We're talking about allowing ourselves to be seen, felt, and that's where acknowledgement comes in. And it seems as though that's also where we struggle in terms of being able to let our stories go enough to receive an acknowledgement, to receive a good job. You did a good job, or wow, you've had an amazing life, or whatever it is that's said in that way, to be able to receive it and to acknowledge. And acknowledgement isn't just compliments and things like that, but it's also an acknowledgement of perhaps one's truth, or an acknowledgement of what one is feeling. And so often we tend to like to just kind of skate on the surface with acknowledgments and things like that, and not really allow them to have the transformative impact that they can have. Either we're afraid, oh, well, we're going to be heady about it, and, you know, too self-absorbed, or this or that, and so we use that as a reason to push that away. But being able to deeply receive an acknowledgement and allow it to become a part of you, and to be able to acknowledge the self deeply and to let that be a part of you, nurtures the system in a profound way.
Devon, it also fear is in that picture, isn't it? I was thinking when you said acknowledging your truth, or maybe acknowledging how you're feeling. A lot of times in conversation with people, sometimes even with partners, people are afraid to admit their truth or admit what they're feeling.
Well, but it also seems, even at the most basic level, this is the pursuit of who we are, and acknowledging those feelings and things becomes part of it. It comes up on your screen of life, so to speak, and is that really me?
Right. And sometimes, yes, there's fear, which is why we'll tend to push it away or not let it have a deep impact. And there are other times when we get into the habit of allowing there to be depth in our emotions, we realize that what we're really saying yes to is a freedom for us, and an ability to experience our world in a more profound and meaningful way. And so it starts, though, with acknowledging, receiving, and allowing it to be a part of you to the extent that it changes where you sit in your mind, how you sit in your heart, and how you feel in your body. And oftentimes, we just don't allow that. When something comes to us, a lot of times, if it's counter to what we were told as children, or what we're holding as a belief within ourselves, we get uncomfortable, and we want to push it away.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's always been important to me, especially on this particular journey, you know, the spiritual exploration one, is this concept of running, you know, when I'm in conversations with people and need to stand in a certain place, I'm always asking them to run whatever's going on through their filter, as opposed to, you know, what I call their filter, as opposed to repeating, you know, the company line or what it is that the long habited patterns that we've all been taught. And that is difficult if you are not acknowledging, you know, who you are and your feelings, et cetera, if you haven't made that exploration.
Yes, and a lot of times when you discover you feel a certain way about something, a lot of times it can be news to you. Mm-hmm. And in the process of that, it's like you maybe don't initially want to share that because you're getting comfortable with it, especially when awareness is brought. A lot of times it's a part of discovery of, wow, I didn't realize that was important to me, or I didn't realize that I cared about that, or I felt that way about something. And it changes the story a bit. It changes how one might hold something, and it changes where one is sitting with something, so it changes the relationship with things. And that initially can be a little uncomfortable till you get your sea legs under you. Mm-hmm. And realize that, no, the truth is always good to have.
Yeah.
And it brings peace.
Yeah, sometimes we get that, you know, it comes up and we surprise ourselves that we reacted so strongly to something because, you know, it's a, like you say, it's a new acknowledgement. It's like new information that's come in, and yet we have a reaction. So, you know, it feels a little funny sometimes when you get to that point and go, huh, I'm really surprised I reacted that way.
Right, and sometimes we can scare ourselves a little bit in that regard. And yet it's always good awareness, always good information. It opens up the door for a deeper understanding of ourselves and what's really moving through us and how we're doing. And so it's always welcome, the awareness, but sometimes it can take us back a little bit.
Yes, and sometimes that awareness even, we need to, I think what I'm, where I'm going to go with this, Devana, is that sometimes when we strongly react to something, we really need to own that and not project that on to others, not expect them to feel the same as we feel. We're just acknowledging our feelings and what, where we sit around it, correct?
That's part of it, yes. Mm-hmm. And when we understand why we're feeling uncomfortable, or we understand why we might be pushing something away, it gives us an opportunity to have some choice around it and a deeper understanding with it.
Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí in our Down to Earth Spirituality segment here today on Conscious Talk. And our subject today is the importance of deeply receiving acknowledgments. We have a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided, meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk, and we always love those instrumentals and various pieces of music that Benny brings us to segue from segment to segment. And so thank you for that, Benny. And folks, we're here with Dr. Devana Vadri. This is Down to Earth Spirituality we do once a week.
And we're talking today the importance of deeply receiving acknowledgments. And if you'd like to more deeply engage in these conversations, one of our listeners put together a Facebook group for Devana, and it's facebook.com/groups/Devana's teaching, and you can participate that way. But we have her here. So Devana, we're talking about the importance of deeply receiving acknowledgments and the pros of that, but there are some stumbling blocks in also doing that within ourselves. It's kind of a learning for us, isn't it? We have to test it out and learn to stand for what we believe in and feel our real feelings and stand in our truth. But to do that and have that anonymity without expecting other people to respond to you in certain ways, correct?
When we talk about acknowledgement, we're talking about being able to receive. And you can think about it in one's ability to receive love. And when we're talking about receiving an acknowledgement, it's when someone comes up to you and says something positive to you or about you, and our first response often is to push it away, mm-hmm. to downplay it, to really receive it. And so when we push that kind of thing away and we realize that that person is giving us something and we're pushing it away because we're uncomfortable. And I wanted to look at that part that's uncomfortable, because a lot of times when someone is acknowledging, they're seeing something and it's important, and they want to share that and to acknowledge that within you, let's say. And yet, you know, we tend to push that away. And a lot of times we push it away because it's going counter to the story about ourselves that we're maintaining.
Mm.
Had an example of this with someone whose dad had been very instrumental in planting within this person negative stories, stories of how the person, you know, wasn't worth anything and would never amount to anything and wasn't bright enough. And that person still had that story running. So when someone said to that person, "You have an amazing life. You've had an extraordinary existence," the person didn't know what to do with that. You know, of course they said thank you and all of that, but in our conversation, there was an acknowledgement that that's not how she saw it, that's not how she felt it, and was feeling like somehow some dot wasn't connecting for her, that she was still experiencing herself from the eyes of her father and wasn't able to really feel into and receive and self-acknowledge, let alone receive an acknowledgement from someone and let it impact. And so that became the work, which was to help her let go of the parts of that story from her dad that she was still holding on to, so she could feel what that person had said and allow it to open her heart and nurture her body and calm her mind. Because that's what acknowledgments do, when you can deeply receive them. And so often, we don't know right off why we're uncomfortable when someone acknowledges us, or why we're afraid to let it touch us deeply. But like with this person, it immediately flushed up from her system the counter. And that was all about, oh, no, I haven't. It couldn't be, never would, not capable. And it's like, no, that actually isn't true. But it was still there enough to stop her from being able to really receive and feel into what was given to her. And this is how it plays out day in, day out in our lives, because we're maintaining certain stories, certain beliefs. And when we have something come in that's counter to that, and it challenges that within our system, a lot of times our first response is to push it away. And what I'm suggesting today is to look at that and go, okay, do I have to push that away? Why would I push that away? To do the inquiry, to ask the self, that was a nice thing, and now I'm all uncomfortable. Why? To just ask the self, why? Sometimes it's amazing what we realize we're holding that we thought, oh, we processed that out 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And with this person, she thought she had, that it wasn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it shows up.
Yeah, I think that happens more often than we like to think.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
we get an acknowledgement of some kind, and it flushes up an old belief that's sitting in the maybe unconscious part of ourselves that we thought we'd we've had clients say, but I've done work around this for years, and here it is again. And this is true. I think we forget, Devana, you know, we could be carrying these beliefs for lifetimes, not just this lifetime, but certainly this lifetime. And it takes kind of peeling back those layers of the onion until you get to it. And you really do transform it. And it doesn't take as long as it sounds, really. But it's surprising to a lot of people that they've worked on those issues, and yet they are still there.
And then it also starts to have one understand why they perhaps don't experience their world as filled with love and love pressing in, because when love presses in, like in an acknowledgement, it gets pushed away.
Mm-hmm. It's an automatic rejection.
And so what happens is that it seems as though we're open, we think we're open to the universe and to the love that's there and the transformation, and then we realize, wow, yeah, in theory, I'm available for that. But when it comes and it starts to have an impact on my system, I get uncomfortable and I push it away.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you can look at that underneath and go, gosh, why do I push that away? Why am I so uncomfortable? And you'll discover certain things that you didn't realize you were holding or you were carrying. But it then gives you the choice to either continue to carry them or to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And it also reinforces that the universe, yes, it is pressing in, and that my work is to open my ability to receive.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I think the thing that really struck me that's important is this idea of choice. If you do not look at it, you're just running on automatic. The programming, good, bad, or indifferent, is just programming.
Well, then you really are a victim to your programming.
Yeah. So I like that, because when you do the inquiry, it brings you back to, well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's real? Who am I really?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a great little. Yeah. It's a great little wake-up call, if you will.
It kind of reminds me of, like, the healer's dilemma, or what I call the healer's dilemma, because every time you have to get out of the way of those erroneous and patterned beliefs to actually get to the point where you are the healer.
Where you allow the energy to move through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that your clients can receive it. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrea today. We're talking about the importance of deeply receiving acknowledgments. Excuse me. We'll be back after these messages.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program. of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for tuning in today to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, and for, following us each week and the incredible guests that we bring forward and also our incredible people that we have on with us every week or once a month, people that are doing the work on themselves. They're helping others. They're making a difference in the world. Those are the people that we focus on and hopefully making a difference in your life. And today is our down-to-earth spirituality segment with Dr. Devana Vidri that we do every Tuesday here on Conscious Talk. And the subject is the importance of deeply receiving acknowledgments. And, you know, Devana, you gave a great example of one of your clients earlier who had received quite a nice compliment, and it flushed up for her an old pattern, an old structure she'd been carrying in her, obviously in her, unconscious, that it might have surprised her that was still there. And we talked about the fact that those patterns, can run very deeply within us. And we can bury them so deep that every once in a while they will get flushed up and it takes us by surprise.
Yes, and the thing of it to remember is that we receive acknowledgement all the time. If we are someone who is at a job, we receive acknowledgements there. people will say good job, or they will, you know, acknowledge that they like having you there, or if you're someone who is a craft person who does art or something like that, there's an acknowledgement there when people notice it and appreciate it and like it. And it's very important to be able to allow that to really come in and have an impact on your heart, to let it nurture the self. So often we won't let it have an impact. We won't let it come in as support. Mm-hmm. And when we do allow that, what happens is that we will feel more connected. We will feel safer. We will feel fuller. And the motion in terms of it is to allow that deepening and to feel the effect that it has, and then to have just such appreciation for the fact that that person took the time to acknowledge and to appreciate. And at the same time, and this is a little tricky, is that you allow it to be a part of you, and then you let it go. Mm-hmm. To let it have its effect, and then to let it go, to move to the next moment. And I don't mean let it go like send it to the light or something to get, you know, to get rid of it or to uplift it because it's something that's been weighing you down, but to allow yourself to then move to the next moment in that fuller way.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, and one of the reasons people don't acknowledge is that they don't want to be dependent on it, or they don't want to need it to feel good. Mm-hmm. And those types of things are rationales not to to accept and receive deeply. Mm-hmm. And yet, when we do receive it deeply, it transforms us and provides on a level, it's like having food. It provides for us deeply. And as with food, you eat it and you move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I was kind of
the same with this.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say it's a nutrient that, you know, then becomes part of the body, the general body, the holistic body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a cool way of looking at it, because as you are nurtured, you know, that adds to sort of the whole.
Well, and you use the term full, feeling full. And
yeah.
and just for, you know, clarification's sake, I believe what you're saying is that fullness is a feeling of maybe peace or contentment or just okayness. Is that what feeling full means? Is that how you're using that term?
That it can be all of that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you feel as though there's more than there was before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In that fullness. And well, that's why often a person will feel more sustained. They will feel better about themselves. The uplift, when you can deeply receive an acknowledgement, is amazing.
Well, hold that thought, because we're off to a break. We'll be back with Dr. Devana Badri after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, vitamins and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, All Plus CBD oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables, producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And if you just tuned in, well, hey, this is Down to Earth Spirituality we do once a week. And, you know, a loyal listener actually started a Facebook group around this so the discussions could carry on and go a little deeper over these subject matters. And if you want to participate in that, you can go to facebook.com/groups/ Divana's, that's Divana with an S, teaching. Easily done.
Mm-hmm. And today we are talking about the importance of deeply receiving acknowledgments. And I think, Divana, it's a really good test, I guess, if you will, of where we really sit within ourselves when someone acknowledges something about us. And I'm talking, you know, a compliment, you know, when but also if someone acknowledges something in us that isn't, that we don't like, what about that? What if someone says, you know, I've really noticed how controlling you are around this issue, or I noticed this or that? What do we do with that? Because we get those things that happen in our life too.
Treated the same way, mm-hmm. but a lot of times the difference is that those types of things don't necessarily come in a neutral way.
Yes.
They come as a judgment or criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, you know, we find ourselves saying or having a response to the judgment or the criticism and not necessarily to what that observation was about.
Mm.
And so I feel like it's important to understand that it's the judgment and the criticism that it's laced with that tends to be affrontive to someone or something that someone would defend or push away. And yet the message or what they were referring to may be true for that person. But it's very hard to separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
In those moments when it comes your way, because you're not going to say yes to a judgment or a criticism. Even if the person's correct, it doesn't matter. So it's important when you can get out of the situation to take a look and see, well, what was really real about that and what wasn't about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we will push that judgment or that criticism away. The other aspect of this that I wanted to go into a little bit is if you're listening to this show and you feel like, well, you know, nobody's really acknowledged me lately, or I feel kind of invisible in my world, then okay. And then the question is, do you want to continue to feel a little invisible in your world? And if the answer to that is no, I want to be acknowledged and I want to be visible in my world, then one, ask for that. Ask your spirit to bring to you acknowledgement, to bring to you that positive feedback. And then the other piece of that is to look inside and just ask yourself the question, when is the last time I have acknowledged myself? Mm-hmm. When have I turned my attention inward and acknowledged that I did a good job with something or acknowledged my own spiritual movement or I have acknowledged a gift or a talent that I have? When have I allowed my internal dialogue to be positive to me? Because when you turn there and you allow that and you nurture yourself in that way, you're also ending the chronic negative dialogue. It has the same impact as when you receive it from another. And so if you're wanting more acknowledgement and to not feel unseen in your world, then ask for it and then look at your own internal dialogue and feel into, when's the last time you said something positive to yourself? Mm-hmm. And often you'll find that that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And you start to make that a habit every day. Mm-hmm. And make it real. Even if it's something that you don't feel as though it's completely true. When you realize how you hold yourself, and then you see the language that you choose around that, but you'd like it maybe to be different, then change the way you reference yourself.
It sounds a little bit like, you know, fake it till you make it. You know, remember that one?
Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of truth to it in that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of times, let's say a parent said to a child, you know, you're not that pretty. You'll be lucky if somebody wants you. Believe it or not, it's been done.
Ew.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I was just
kind
of say I cringed when you said that.
Yeah. But it's been done.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say the person is wanting to feel pretty. Then the internal dialogue might start out with, I'm pretty, or I'm beautiful. And maybe it's not 100% believable initially. But you stay with that, and you ask for that to be reflected back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the eyes of the divine, we're nothing but beauty. And when we can really receive that and open to that and breathe that into the system and be with that, our world and how we're seen and how we feel about ourselves can change. But initially, when you have that other sitting, it might not be fully believed. It's something we kind of grow into mm-hmm. a little bit. And so are you faking it until you make it? Not exactly, but it mm-hmm. kind of feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes believable to more and more of the self.
And you know what's so really beautiful about that, Devana, is the more that you take in that feeling, that belief, let's just say the beauty one, the more it gets reflected outside of you.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of that, how that works. The more you acknowledge your gifts and your talents, then the more it is reflected outside.
And then the acknowledgments come. And then the challenge will be not to go, oh, no, I'm not. It's like, no, it's thank you.
Yes.
And to understand, well, I've been working on transforming that, and now my world is reflecting something different to me.
Yes.
How amazing is that?
Mm-hmm.
To be in that acknowledgement, that deep receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it over anything. Yeah, that was just one example.
Mm-hmm.
And so to consider in terms of acknowledgments that they're like food for us. They're nourishing and they provide more for us. And to consider if you're wanting more acknowledgments or you're wanting to deepen in this way, to ask your spirit to help you to catch those moments when someone says something you did nourishing and nurturing to you.
Yeah.
For you to catch it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that way, you know, when you're being in that, then, you know, you're being who you are and being acknowledged for it. So that's perfect.
So, Devana, people can work with you individually. How do they reach you?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
Or go to drdivana.com. That's drdivanna.com.
And thank you, as always, Devana, for your wisdom and your love that you're spreading. And folks, thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.